Now we come here in this very first psalm to the blessed man, or the happy man. And the blessed man here, yes, Adam put in the Garden of Eden, but Adam fell. Who is really the blessed man? Well, I think Psalm 1 is actually a picture of Christ, though it's not quoted in the New Testament as such. But I believe it's a picture of him. And the blessed man here is contrasted to the ungodly man. And this is the psalm which opens the Genesis section. It begins with man instead of the material universe. The blessed man here is not the first Adam, but I think the last Adam, because it starts off, blessed is the man, happy is the man. And now it gives the practice of the blessed man. Verse 1, the negative side. Verse 2, the positive side. And here the blessed man is not in an ideal Garden of Eden, but he's in the midst of the ungodly, the sinners, and the scornful. And we're going to see how he does. Now here you have another picture. This is, I would say, a snapshot that the Lord has given to us of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the blessed man. Who is the blessed man? The happy man, if you please. We sometimes think of the Lord as being a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and for some strange reason, all the pictures that have been painted of him reveal him as a very sad-looking individual. That actually was not true. Well, somebody says, but Isaiah said he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Well, I grant that. But why don't you read on in Isaiah and you'll find out that he didn't have any sorrows and griefs of his own. He has borne our sorrows and he's carried our grief. It was mine that he was carrying, not his own. He was the happy Christ. And this is a picture of him.